Let's talk about buyers' profiles, because not all webinars are created equal. If you want to get the right people to the webinar and you want to make sure that the audience is correct, you need to have the right webinar format. Otherwise, what's going to happen is that you're going to have either the wrong people attending the webinar or the right people will not attend it because they don't think it's right for them. So in this video, we're going to talk about what are the three types of buyer's profile and how to use them really effectively. My name is Simone Vincenzi. I'm the co-founder of GTEX, and we turn experts into authorities by helping you get clients at scale with webinars in a predictable and repeatable way. And I've run over 2,000 presentations, and one of the things that I've learned is that not every audience is the same, and different audiences, they are responding to a different type of message. And in fact, today we're going to look at who are the three types of audiences that you can attract in your webinars and what type of webinar format you need so that you can have the right audience attending. So that's what we're going to cover today. So let's start. My first thing to understand is the importance of buyer's profile. And there are three profiles of buyers that you can attract in your webinars. Number one is the leaders. Now, leaders are executive or companies. They are the people that get paid for making decisions about the future. So think about executives, CEOs, CFOs, C-suite, like all the C stuff, right? Important business leaders. And if you're targeting them and they are your ideal audience, then you cannot run webinars in the same way you would run to teach something to someone that wants to learn. In fact, if I'm thinking about leaders, they get paid for making decisions about the future. That's what they get paid for. They are interested in what is current right now, what is relevant right now, what are the things that can give them an edge. Because if you think about it, everyone wants their time. Everyone wants something from them. Everyone wants everyone knows that they are going to be the buyers and the biggest buyers. So the competition to get some of these leaders on the webinars is crazy. So you cannot attract them by creating something on, let me teach you how to be a better leader. That's not really worth for them. The kind of webinar formats that work really well for leaders are thought leadership and access. What do I mean about that? For example, first of all, thought leadership is about giving them the right information, something that is exclusive, something that only you know, some information that can give them an edge because they cannot find those information anywhere else. So that's number one. The second thing is access, as you can see here. And access is access to information, but also access to people, access to data, access to insights. So for example, we were working with a client and they wanted to have senior leaders attending their webinar. So one of the things that we did is that we invited someone that they wanted to have access to, another leader of another company, that just being their name would attract them because they wanted to have access to that particular person. So in that case, it became very popular because we used the name of this very famous leader to attract the other leaders that we wanted. Now, maybe in your business right now, if you're working with leaders, you might know influential people that they can be the catalyst to attract the other leaders that you want. So it's access. I remember with another client, we selected access to data. We did a report on a specific piece of data that the leaders of that industry, they were really interested in. It was in biotech. And in that case, because they wanted that data, they came to the webinar. So remember, if you want to attract leaders, everyone wants their time. Everyone wants something from them. Everyone is looking for a piece of what they have. So you need to give them something that is rare, that is very scarce. So that's number one. Then we have the second audience. And the second audience, they are managers. Who are the managers? Well, the managers are the people that they are hired by the leaders, implement solutions for the entire company. So it could be marketing managers, sales managers, operational managers. Now, managers, they often have the keys to the budgets, right? Because of course the leaders set the direction. It will hire the managers, and the managers, they are the one that manage the budgets as well. So, but managers are a gr if you're working with companies and you want to do webinars for maybe sell a sales system to a company, to sell a software, to sell a particular HR way, like HR services, then often these managers are the people that you really want to talk to. But now let's look at what managers are hired for. Managers are hired for implementing something that can be applied across the company. They are hired because they need to move an entire department in one direction. So what are they looking for? Well, they're looking for these things. They're looking for case studies and frameworks. So let me give you explanation on those. Let's start with case studies. If I'm a manager, I'm always thinking about how can I make my team better? How can I make my team achieve the results that we're set to achieve? And because of that, I will need some resources, I will need some frameworks, I will need some way of thinking. And learning from what other companies do is often what how managers learn. They will find what other managers do in other companies, they learn from them, and then they see how can I implement them in my organization, how can I implement this in my specific scenario? Because then it will mean that if I can use something that is already successful somewhere else, it might be successful here. So if you're doing a webinar where you're teaching like a case study of how you implemented something in a specific department, you're more likely to attract managers. So that's a type of webinar that will attract managers. Now, if you are another way to attract managers is with frameworks. So let's give an example here. Let's say that you are a sales trainer and you want to go into a company and you want to teach your framework and your methodology to everyone else in the company. Makes sense. It works, right? And now you need to have the manager, maybe like the sales manager, so that they can hire you to train their salespeople in that particular methodology. Well, in that case, a framework works really well. A framework is what I'm giving you right now, right? There is a framework of buyer's profile. And if you teach a sales framework, then you're more likely to be hired. And so in you doing a webinar teaching a framework, then you will attract people that are interested in learning frameworks. Let's say that you are want to get HR directors, HR managers in the webinar because they are the key decision makers for you. They are the people that will hire your services. So you can give them a framework for HR. Let's say that you're hiring, want to get in front of marketing managers, give them marketing frameworks. So these are your selling points if you want to attract managers. Case studies, what you did for others, and frameworks. What are step-by-step things that they can do in order to that it can be implemented across their department. So that's for managers. Now we have the next kind of person that we want to that we can attract, and they are the implementers. The implementers are small businesses or B2C. So it can be either the person who learn wants to learn something and implement it straight away. Let's say that you are a makeup brand, right? And you want to sell your makeup products. The person who buys that makeup product is the implementer. They buy, they use it. But also, if you're selling to small businesses, let's say that you're a coach, you're a consultant, you're a trainer, you sell to small businesses, then often the small business owner is the implementer. They will learn something, they will implement. Let's say that you want to teach someone how to find a better job. Right, they are implementers. They are implementers because I'm employed, I'm learning and implementing it myself. So you can see the difference between managers. The managers are not often the people implementing. The managers, they will get the implementers to implement. The leader set the direction. The implementers are anyone that buys something for themselves, whether it is for personal reasons, for business reasons, whether they are people, business owners. That's how you are going to find the implementer. So what are the implementers interested in? Well, they're interested in two things mainly. Number one is the workshops, and number two is how-to training. So let's break it down. If I want to learn something, a workshop on how that thing works is what will attract me. For example, work with a client and she's an astrologer, and the people that she attracts are people that are interested in astrology. So a workshop around how to understand astrology and the charts reading is very appealing, because if I want to learn about astrology, I need to learn how to read my chart. So teach me about how do I read my chart so then I can be interested in your services, because it's something I'm going to implement myself. Let me give you another example. Working with another client who had some incredible results, that she's a LinkedIn trainer. She works with small businesses. She sells her LinkedIn services and the LinkedIn programs. I'm a small business owner. I need to learn how to use LinkedIn myself. Guess what? You give me a workshop, or you give me a how-to training on how to use LinkedIn, I'm going to be the right person that is going to show up and is going to make the buying decision to buy. But let's go also, like, if I go back here, you know, in workshop and how-to training, going back to the examples of makeup brands, you want to sell a physical product, maybe like a supplement, then the implementers are going to be the people that are actually going to buy those supplements. I'm going to see you. I'm going to see the supplement. I want to buy the supplement. So creating a webinar on a workshop in particular around health and around well-being. If you sell some particular supplements, I need to understand what is my body deficient in and how can I achieve a certain performance. So teach me, give me a training, give me a workshop on how can I improve my health. Give me a workshop on what are the key elements that are essential for me to live in an optimal way, and then link that to your supplements. Now I'm learning something and I'm going to buy the supplements for you. So you can see these are the three types of audiences. We have the leaders, we have the managers, and we have the implementers. Depending on the audience that you're targeting, you can see that you need to have different types of webinars. For leaders, thought leadership and access. For managers, case studies and framework. For implementers, workshops and how to training. And this is how you're going to make sure that your webinars will attract the right people for what you want to sell. Now, there is much more to the webinar world, and this is one of the foundational part in terms of planning your webinar. Now, if you enjoy this video, make sure you hit the subscribe button and also like it, but also let me know what kind of questions you have about webinars. I'm more than happy to create new videos. I'm planning new videos where I can answer all your biggest webinar questions. And finally, if you are ready to create your own webinars, as you say, you know what? I'm ready to create a predictable and repeatable system where every time I run a presentation, I'm getting a client. This is what we will do for you. We help you create a webinar that is yours, that is a reflection of who you are, your company, your brand, that is unique, that stands out, doesn't follow like all some of the script that you see over and over again. So it's unique to you and converts like crazy and gives value at the same time. Because the way I see webinars is that they are really a way to build a stronger relationship. So even if you don't sell immediately, I want people that attend my webinars to have a great experience about it. And so the webinar that we are going to help you build, they're going to be a webinar that stands out, that they are different, and that they are going to convert like crazy. And even the people that don't buy, you're going to generate raving fans because the webinar is so. If you're interested with that, you can see a link below. You can apply to work with us and work with one of our programs and also get more information. So you can see the link below. With this, I cannot wait to see you next video. And always remember, together we grow exponentially. Ciao. Thank you for listening to Explode Your Expert Business Show. If you enjoyed the interview, please subscribe to the show and leave us a review. Every week we will select a winner from the reviews that we get. So it might be you. Make sure you give us a review. It means the world to us, and that's how you can help us grow the show. Also, remember to download the Expert Business Checklist to get the roadmap on how to become an authority in your field. The link is in the show notes, or you can visit gtex.events/expert-checklist. So it's gtex.events/expert-checklist. And as well, finally, if you want to receive daily support in your coaching and speaking business or explore how we can work together, join our private Facebook group, Explode Your Expert Biz. Again, you can find it on Facebook at Explode Your Expert Biz, or the link is in the show notes. Thank you very much for listening, and until next time, remember that together we grow exponentially.